Today's words of wisdom, illusion is a reflection of reality, will be presented in Tagalog and English with subtitles in Arabic, Polaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Thai, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. Ang Pilipinas ay magandang bansa na binubuo ng 7,107 mga isla. Ang maligamgam niyang tubigan na nagtataglay ng kamangha-manghang hardin ng corals, mga dalampasigan na may mapuputing buhangin, ang pinakaiingatang tanawin, at marilag na buhay pandagat ang umaakit sa maraming turista para maglibot sa mga isla taon-taon. Ang mga Pilipino ay nagsimula sa lahing Malay na may halong dugong Chino, Amerikano, Espanyol at Arabo. Sila ay kilala sa kanilang pagiging magiling at palakaibigan. Bagamat Tagalog ang pambansang pananalita, ang Pilipinas ay may 80 wika sa kabuuan at ang Ingles ay nananatiling pananalita sa kalakalan at politika. Ano kaya ang magandang koneksyon na nagdala sa naliwanagang master dito sa di pangkaraniwang lupa? Marahil ay ang pag-ibig, kadalisayan at katapatan ng mga tao na humipo sa puso ng mga Diyos. Ang ugnayan na halos 20 dekada na ng Supreme Master Ching Hai ay unang dumalaw na kung saan siya ay nagbigay ng tulong sa Palawan Vietnamese Refugee Camp Mission sa pagitan ng taong 1989 at 1996. Noong sumabog ang bulkan Pinatubo, noong taong 1991, bumalik siya nakasama ang mga kasapi ng samahan upang tumulong at magbigay ginhawa. Ang kanyang mabilis at walang pasubaling pagtulong sa panahon ng ganitong likas na kalamidad ay hindi nakakalimutan ng mga taong Pilipino. Noong taong 1992, nagbigay siya ng tulong sa mga binaha kasunod ng pagguho ng Pinatubo. Ang kanyang mapagmahal na pagsisikap para tulungan ang mga taong Pilipino ay patuloy hanggang ngayon.
Victims of calamities, the poorest of the poor, the underprivileged, which the Supreme Master helped, especially during the eruption of Mount Pinatubo, the 91 earthquake, and the latest Gausogon landslide. What is important is that the compassionate heart of the Supreme Master has touched so many lives. Yeah, she touched so many lives in so many ways.
Noong 22 ng Nobyembre, taong 2006, si Supreme Master Ching Hai ay pinarangalan ng Gusi Peace Prize sa pagiging filantropo at makatao. Katulad ng Nobel Peace Prize, ang Gusi Peace Prize ay pinaparangalan ang mga dakilang nilalang at samahan na nakagawa ng di pangkaraniwang kontribusyon sa kapayapaan ng mundo. Ang pagbibigay pugay ay naganap sa Maynila ng Pilipinas na kung saan si Supreme Master Ching Hai kasama ang 14 na kagalang-galang na mga tao ay marangal na kinilala.
Land of the sun returning, land of love, that is the Philippines. And a race of people whose compassion is boundless because they have God within themselves, within their hearts. There's never enough eloquence to praise the peace-loving people of this country for their exalted nature. But the whole world will always bear witness to their monumental kind deeds. And heavens are forever moved by their exceptional charity.
Kanyang talumpating pagtanggap ng Gusii Peace Prize na parangal sa Maynila ng Pilipinas noong 22 ng Nobyembre taong 2006, Supreme Master Chinghai ay inilarawan ang karilagan ng mga islang ito at ng mga tao. At ngayon ay inaanyayahan namin kayong makinig sa lecture ni Supreme Master Chinghai na pinamagatang ang ilusyon ay refleksyon ng katotohanan sa Maynila, Pilipinas noong Mayo 3, taong 2000.
Supreme Master Chinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org. Or contact any one of our centers near you.
If we don't see God truly, if we don't recognize our true self, we can never truly be happy. And at the time of death, because of this undying longing to know ourselves, unfulfilled, we might be in some miserable state for a while. And we might call that hell. But if we know God, we are already happy when we are in a physical body. So when we so-called die, we continue this happiness. And only angels and saints will come to greet us. So we never feel lonely or fearful at the time of death even. The saints in the Bible say that I die daily. So when we are enlightened, we're not afraid of death. We could really die daily and come back to life. How do we do that? We just step back into the kingdom of God inside, leave the body outside like it's dead. It could be like that. The eyes will turn upward, the body is immobile. And then we just go within the universe inside, which is the real world, and enjoy. And whenever we're ready, we come back, pick up this body again, and then do whatever we have to do left over while we are living in this planet. So this is what it means by dying daily. And we could do that. We could do that. Because we are originally from heaven. This body we just borrow for a while. Just like we live in a hotel, just like we drive a car, so that it is convenient for some different purposes. But our real self is the driver. It's not the car. So anytime the driver can step in, step out of the car, enjoy different things. Similarly, our true self, it's within us. We can come back in, come back out, come back in, come back out. That is true liberation. It's a true freedom while living. While we still take care of our brothers and sisters and family and job and earning money, discharging our duty on this planet, we still can enjoy heaven whenever we have free time. And when we are so adept at it, we could even do both at the same time. Can clean your teeth and talk to God at the same time. Can wash your dishes and see heaven at the same time. But this need practice. Enlightenment come immediately. If you know how to walk back in the kingdom, walk back to where we came from. It came immediately. I can show you that. It's very quick. But the long-term practice will make you more adept. You see, in living, coming and out quickly. Just like beginning, we don't know how to drive the car very well. We need a teacher. And we still drive clumsily. But later on, we can drive while even talking to friends and listening to radio and do all kind of other thinking. In the beginning, when we first learned to drive the car, we had to be very careful. Still we bump into things.
But later on, we drive very fast, and we can even do tricks sometimes. Similarly, long time we inhabit this body, we have forgotten that we could be free of it anytime. There is a story about a pilot. It's a true story. He flies airplane. And as a pilot, he often had to overnight on airplane, on duty. And he sleep in the kind of chair that can recline. It's not the normal bed, but the chair that you recline half like this while he's at work. So he sleep like that a lot of time in his life. So whenever he come home, he can't sleep in a normal bed because he's so used to sleeping in this kind of awkward chair, which we couldn't sleep for a long time, but he could, because he gets so used to it that the ordinary flat and comfortable bed become uncomfortable to him. So at home he has to buy a chair exactly like the pilot chair and then sleep in it. Can you imagine? Habit can be so binding, can be so powerful, that make us forget everything else. Similarly, we have stick inside this body for so long, we forgot to leave it. Until the time of death come, and then we're even reluctant to leave it. We cry, we struggle. We don't want to leave the body, which causes so much pain and suffering and work. For this body alone, we work 10 hours a day. We had to do so many things in order to keep this body alive. And when we die, we don't want to leave it even. But the heaven is supremely beautiful. If we know it now, we want to leave the body immediately. We want to leave this world immediately. We don't want to stay here one more second. That's why the saints of the past and present, they never care about dying or not dying. They never care much about the material comfort because they know better life inside. So I'm just going to show you how to remember to step out of the body again. That's it. And then you see heaven immediately. There are only two worlds, the one with the body and the one without the body. The one with the body is the one in this world, the one in the material dimension, the one in the physical atmosphere. The one without the body is the one above this world. Its connection with heaven is omnipresent, is one with the whole universal power, one with heaven. That is what Jesus say, the kingdom of God within. We can learn to step back in there anytime and step out of the body anytime. Immediately you can learn this tonight, and you practice. The more you practice, the more easier it becomes. Everything has a solution. Everything has a way. There are the way to do things in this world. We learn it with the teacher, with friends. They are the way to do things in heaven. We learn it also with teacher, with friends. Just because we have not learned doesn't mean we cannot do it. Everything we learn, we can do. Especially the thing about heaven, we already know. So it's even easier than any of the physical things that we learn in this world. To learn driving is difficult. To learn even to eat as a kid is difficult. But to learn to go back to heaven is not, because we, from there, we already know everything about heaven before we came here. Otherwise, where do you think we came from? If we didn't come from heaven, where do you think we came from? Before we have this physical body, where have we been? Where were we? And who is the we? Who is the we that come into this physical body, and who is the we that left the physical body? That is the real self. That is the oneness with God. That is the essence of our being. And that essence of our being can always leave this body and come back again, anytime. And this is the art, the real living art, the true things that we have forgotten. And that's why we suffer. We have so much pain, frustration, and sorrow. And sometimes we do some things that against our good judgment, because we forget our great self, which is thinking about food, about job, about problems. We forget that we are great. We're so great that all this problem, all this poverty, all this struggling is nothing at all to us. Once we regain our glory, regain our power again, nothing that's matter to us anymore in this physical planet. Even though we still continue to work, it's just child's play to us, because we know we are great. If the king remember that he is a king, anything else matter to him anymore? No, right? If the king has forgotten he's a king, or he has been in exile too long, he's been used to with hardship. But once he remember, once he regain his throne again, anything else will matter to him? Not at all. Not at all. This is the secret of a happy life, now and after. And I'm going to impart it to you, because God has told me that I have to do this job. There are so many jobs you already do. This job nobody do. He said there's a vacancy. Every other job is already occupied. This job is vacant. He say, okay, I can do that. And you too also can do this job, because we all the same. Just you have forgotten to step in and step out of the kingdom within yourself. I'm going to show you tonight. It's very easy. If you want to, we have time, we stay behind and do this job together. And as you learn to know more and more of the kingdom of God, you'll be more and more happy, wiser and wiser, more loving than the Philippine people already are. You cannot imagine anyone could be more loving than the Philippine people, can you? But can. After you become one with God again, you remember yourself again. You be loved without loving. You give without knowing. You be compassionate without thinking that you are even compassionate. Because God will do everything. We remember God, and God will do everything. And the ego will go, the mind will die. Only God takes charge of everything in our daily life. Every activity, every thought, every word that we've spoken will be just from heaven. And that's how we become one with heaven again. And that's the purpose for us to come here. Okay, I have advertised so much about heaven. I think it's enough. And if you have any doubt or question, please let me know. Then we can get over to the real thing, which is stepping back to the kingdom of God, which is as easy as I take this candy from this basket. Because you have it already. It's you inside. I'm not going to give you anything. I'm just going to remind you where to find your forgotten good. That's it. No need to call me master this and that. These are very kind of people, whoever call me whatever, but we are just brothers and sisters. We are all the same. That's what I know, and that's what you will know. Thank you very much for your patience.
How can I conquer all the triumphs in my life now that I am a Muslim? This is a question from Reynaldo Quilantang Mibulot.
Because he's a Muslim?
Yes. He wanted to know how he can conquer all the trials now that he chose to be a Muslim.
The only way to conquer anything in this world or the next is to be yourself, to be your original self, to know the God within yourself again. That's the only answer. Once God takes charge, once God awakens within you, everything else will be taken care of. Seek you first the kingdom of God, and all the things shall be added unto you. That's what it really means. We have only one God, brother and sister, only one God. You name him Christian God, Muslim God, Buddhist God, I don't care. We have only one Father.
They wanted to know what is meditation and how can we meditate and to whom do we meditate?
To your God self inside. Meditate is a form of the deepest prayer. The prayer that is done in the closet. that nobody even knows that you're praying. It's just like you're praying, but very deeply, very quietly, and then we contact God within ourselves, and every question will be answered.
Someone wanted for you to expound, what is the difference between coming in and coming out from the physical to the spiritual body?
Oh, they're two different worlds. Coming out, we see this world. We see everything that is in this physical world. Coming in, we see heaven and whatever that is in heaven. How much of heaven depends on how much concentration. So because some people have more difficult to concentrate than another. Some people are very pure in the heart and very simple, like a child. So when he closes his eyes, he sees great light, he sees heaven right away. He sees Jesus. He might see Buddha, Muhammad, the past master. But some people have more difficulty to contact the higher dimension, higher beings. But after a while, you all can. Just some people take longer, some people take shorter. When you do it today, you can see it right away, because I will help you.
Okay, another one from Vanya. She wanted to practice and try the method of meditation. But first, she wanted to know if it is necessary that she be initiated first by a master before she can benefit from the method of meditation.
Actually, God initiates you. I am just giving you some advice or some help when at the beginning, when you have some question, how to sit, how to quiet the mind, how long should I sit, what time should I sit, and where. For example, those small tribal things, the initiation come from God in silence, absolute silence, just between you and Him. But we need a little time and a quiet place. I will show you after this. Now, it costs nothing now, costs nothing between, costs nothing ever. Because it's from God, just a gift from God, from yourself to yourself. You don't ever need to oblige anything to me or to anyone.
Are you familiar with Rosicrucian philosophy?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, it's just one of the philosophy school of the old time. I know. We had so many masters in the past, and they left a lot of teaching. In order to understand this teaching deeply, we must go inside and get our own wisdom.
How do we cope with the pain that we feel, or when we feel so down and hopeless?
Yes. Awaken the God within us, and you have no more fear of pain or sorrow of any kind. Because God is the all-healer. God is the all-comforter. We have to return to God in order to feel good.
Why are you a vegetarian? Do you consider it a health perspective or in a spiritual way?
Oh, vegetarian is a compassionate way of life, that we respect and love all beings equally. A vegetable, if we cut one branch, it grows three more branches. Okay. But if we cut one head of the pig, he never grows another three heads. So all beings, they are afraid of dying, and we don't want to cause them suffering, hence the vegetarian diet.
In relation to being a vegetarian, is it necessary to be a vegetarian in order to have pure meditation?
Vegetarian does help us to facilitate quicker, peaceful and calm while you meditate. Because the animals' energies, they interfere. When they're dying, they have very fearful feeling and they struggle. And these energies still are contained in the meat. And if we meditate, this struggling energy will make us difficult to concentrate. So it is better also for the quick spiritual progress that we are vegetarian. Yes.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Restin virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
I am a born-again Christian. I know only one God, Jesus Christ, through the intercession of the Holy Spirit. What would you say about venerating saints?
I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm here to show you the God within yourselves. Yeah? Thank you.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yes and no. Yes, it's because we could also re-experience the same life again if we chose to, because we are with God. We can choose to do anything we want. But mostly, we don't have to. We just progress upward.
What is the greatest happiness in this world?
To know God. To know God. That's the greatest happiness in this world, and any world at all.
Is there any relationship between your teaching and that of Indian Radha Swami Group, headed by the Singhs, and the American Enkankar Group, founded by Paul Twitchell? Is this one and the same teaching?
Again, I'm here to show you that you are great. I'm here to show you that your great self. Be hurried to know yourself. There's no need to know anything else except God. If these group people, they teach the same thing and they can show you God, then it is the same. If it's not, then it is not.
What is in your group's definition of being born again?
Like born again Christian?
Yes, like that.
Anytime we feel that we have some great experience happen to us, and that we feel that like our life has been renewed, that perhaps we feel that we are born again. It could happen, yes. It could happen. To the real Christian people, when Jesus was alive, when he gave them initiation, when he baptized them, that's when they are really born again.
And your view of divorce? Someone wanting to know your view on divorce.
If it's necessary, absolutely necessary, then we divorce. Otherwise, we should stick to one partner and try to work it out and make the family a happy place of refuge.
I want to know where God came from.
Ah, that you have to ask him. Yeah, I can't answer for the Lord. It's his personal thing. I can only bring you to God, and then whatever you ask God, as is your own question.
Not a question, but she is highly appreciative of you coming to our country, and she is interested of being one of your disciples, because mostly Filipinos are very, very, very hungry for the words of God. The word God is difficult for them to emphasize and understand. That's why crime happens in the country. And she just wanted to thank you. She sends her greatest thanks, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you more. The Philippine people are very near to God. Very near to God. They just look inside and they see God right away. No problem.
If God really loves humanity, why are there a lot of sufferings?
Oh, suffering because we don't know God. Once we know God, he takes care of everything. The connection has been a little bit disturbed. At the time of initiation, I try to fix it. Just like the car, sometimes engine runs bad. God always takes care of us. The problem is that we don't hear what God say because we have not contact him. Once we go inside, we see God again, and we will know better.
Why does God not choose to manifest his power now, not like in the olden days of Moses, where he parted the Dead Sea, and Jesus walked on water and brought the dead back to life?
Yes, he still do it. God still does whenever necessary. But we must know, we must contact God, then we can see this. We cannot see many things with the physical eyes. We have to see the way of God with the heavenly eye. That's what I'm going to show you, so that you know God is really merciful and loving. We cannot see God doing if we don't go within and contact him. God is doing miracle every day. We don't see it because we only look with the physical eyes.
Okay, how can we open our third eye? Paano natin mabubuksan ang ating third eye?
That's my job. I'm going to show you. After this.
Someone wanted to know also, are you a prophet or sent by God?
I am only your friend.
Okay.
Yeah? I'm one like you. What I know, you will know.
Do you believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ?
Yes, I do. He came every day. You don't see him. What a pity. Our initiates, people, they see him, talk to him. And he teach us so many great things. You miss them all out because you don't come inside. Jesus never die. You must know. Jesus never die. He just changed the body. He changed, and he lives in a different dimension now. He doesn't live in the physical dimension anymore. So if we want to see him, we have to leave the physical dimension and go to where he resides. Just like if I want to see you, I have to come to the Philippines. I have to take an airplane. Similarly, if you want to see Jesus or the great past master again, we have to leave this physical body, ascend into a higher places where all the master stays. And we can learn from them great things. You cannot learn much from me because I'm stay here with you. I show you how to go to a greater school and learn with a greater teacher.
How can a person who has weak faith, and when he is always given challenges by God, overcome all of these?
Oh, he has to know God again. Every question you ask here come to one answer only. Because we don't know God, we have all these questions. Because we don't know God, we have all these problems.
Okay, how can I search love and mercy?
Know God.
Okay.
Get enlightened. Get initiation.
Could you please define law of karma in life?
The law of karma is just one that appointed by God who take care of the deeds of the people, like trial and tribulation, what we call, as you sow, so shall you reap. He takes care of that. So if we do some bad thing, we get the bad reward. If we do some good thing, he give us a good reward. That is the job of the Lord of karma. Karma means retribution.
Do you have to transfer from one religion to another to be saved?
No, never. Don't, stay where you are. Be an enlightened Christian, be an enlightened Muslim, be an enlightened Buddhist. Just stay where you are. All religion is good. We have only one God, I told you. Just misunderstanding, call different name. In English we call mother, and in Chinese they call mother like Mujin, Abu. In French they call them La Mère, you see? Same.
For all those who died, who never had the chance to confess their sins, will their souls be saved in heaven?
It depends on what they do in life, you see? If they do good things, heaven will open. If they do bad things, they have to learn to do some better first.
How does one show that he's sorry for having sinned?
By Jesus tell you, sin no more. Just repent and sin no more, and do something on the contrary to it. For example, if someone thinks that he has sinned by stealing some property from somebody else, later he don't steal no more, but he give away his things, whatever he has, to the poor people. That's how he show his repentance.
Someone wanted to know, how does one become a member of your international organization?
You just let me serve you. If you would like to know God, that's how you can join us, just to pray for the world. You're not a member of anybody. You're only a member of God's kingdom. So I just want to show you how to meditate, how to know God, that's all. You're not a member of any kind. We normally don't have anything like a membership or anything. But we give you a little card, so whenever you come to see me in my private residencies, if you want to, you have priority to come in, ask question or meditate, whatever. That's it. There's no membership fee, no obligation. If you want to come, you come. You don't want to come, you don't come. Nobody will call you, bother you, or force you, or remind you of any kind. If you want to come, our house open. If you don't come, sayonara.
How many enlightened masters are on earth, and are you all working towards the same goal?
Yes. How many? There are many, many. And they all work toward the same goal, to assist mankind to know God again.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any one of our centers near you.
Ikinalulugod namin ang inyong pagdalo ngayon sa mga salita ng karunungan. Susunod ay music and poetry. Pagkatapos ng noteworthy news dito sa Supreme Master Television, manatiling nakatutok, naway ang inyong araw ay mapuno ng pag-ibig ng Panginoon. We appreciate your presence today on Words of Wisdom. Coming up next is music and poetry, right after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May your days be filled with God's loving grace.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/WOW.